All right, guys. Welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. I'm Kelly, and it's just fucking me, and I just broke this pop filter. I'm just going to be pissed. All right, guys. So we're trying this new thing where we talk. We have solo chats is what they're going to be called. And we just talk from our viewpoint. And I'm breaking all the fucking rules because Adam's not here to bitch at me. He usually doesn't let me have my phone on. It's on. It's on silent, though. He doesn't let me have any drinks. Bitch, I got my aha with, and I got a bowl of cherries because it's me time and I don't give a fuck. All right, guys, but on seriousness, welcome to the Naked Relationship Podcast. My name's Kelly. I am a co-host. Unfortunately, Adam is not here since we're doing these solo chats, okay? We are trying this out, see if you guys like it. I know you guys will love me because I'm your favorite. It's okay. Adam knows too. And just seeing how you guys like it. I guess I kind of have to do the socials by myself too. Shit. I was kind of not prepared. All right, guys. So we have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Of course, you know that I run the Instagram at TNR Podcast. We also have a website, thenakedrelationship.com. You can send us a message there or a little stop by, a little quickie. Guys, I'm still working on that blog post. Also, Adam hasn't reminded me, and I think he might have mentioned it in his solo chat, but he is now unemployed. So I don't know how far he might have mentioned it to you or on his socials, but he has been kind of doing all the podcasts, the house cleaning, everything. And you know me, I'm just the little breadwinner over here. And I don't know if I should tell you guys this, but like, since I am the sole provider and we're kind of living off our savings, which we have like a little bit of savings to kind of keep us afloat, our lifestyle has not changed. Not like the sexy lifestyle, but like our financial lifestyle still hasn't changed. So we still are able to like go out and pick up dinner if we want and all that stuff. Like we're okay. Adam thinks we're not, but I'm the one who does all the finances. We're fucking okay. Let's see. And I don't know where I was going with that. Like, I don't have Adam here to kind of keep me in the flow of things. So you might see me all over the fucking place. Yes, the blog post. That's where I was at. I'm still working on it, guys. Please, please be patient. It's not that great. Like, I read it. Like, I tried to edit it the other day. It's all right. Instagram, though, is where I fucking shine because I'm the one who runs that shit. And let me say, I enjoy it. I enjoy hearing from you guys. Like, you guys honestly make my fucking day. And when you're surprised that I reply, that also makes my fucking day. Like, of course, I read every comment, every message that you guys send to us. And I tell Adam about it, and he's so fucking thrilled. Shout out to my UK listener who fucking messaged me this weekend. Yes, I do listen, and I fucking love that you text us and, like, message us. It is fucking lit. Oh, and Soft Dip Picks are where it's fucking at. Also, I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know if you guys can tell. My voice might be a little bit shaky. I'm a little out of breath because I'm talking so fucking fast. I just need to slow it down. Also, Adam didn't tell me how to stop this, so I'm just going to kind of keep going with the flow. So, on my solo chat today, we're going to be talking about a topic that we've kind of mentioned in our other episodes, but it's about my panty dealing. Pause for effect. So, as many of you guys have maybe listened or know that I do not currently do this, but I have done it in the past, up until maybe, I think I stopped in January doing this panty dealing. Wait, pause, backtrack. Let me tell you how it guys started, okay? So, I read an article in college that this girl was helping pay for her, like, expenses and, like, savings. Like, she was saving to pay off her college debt by panty dealing. And I only saw, like, in this article, it only showed her from, like, the mouth down. And I could tell she was fucking hot, okay? This was, like, little blonde girl with, like, perfect boobs, a nice ass. And of course, she was making a killing on panty deal. And that's actually the website that I decided to go to. There's actually a couple websites that do this. One of the other ones I was also on was called Scented Pansy. Yes, Scented Pansy. I also looked into something called maybe Jane. I don't know. But the website I decided to like invest in and put my money in was called PannyDeal.com. So I read the article. I read how much money she was fucking making. She was making pretty big bucks, honestly. Like, I want to say between $500 to $1,000 a month, which FYI, guys, I did not make that fucking much when I started doing it. And she was killer, like had a nice body. Like I said, she obviously maybe have looked hot. I didn't see her eyes. I didn't see the whole face, but she looked like she was a fucking model. Okay. So I read the article and like my interest was piqued, okay, because this was like maybe my first or second year of college. I was broke as shit. which means like I still had money to like put gas in my car, but that was about it. Like I lived in the dorms. I had a fucking meal plan. I did not have any money to like get like nice things, go out, party, drink, all that stuff. I did not do any of that shit, okay? I was trying to focus on getting into med school, which obviously that didn't pan out. But I read this article and I was like, holy fucking shit, that's awesome. Like back then, I thought I was like pretty decent looking. Like people would maybe want to buy my used underwear. I was like, okay, let me look at this website. Let me see what it's about. So I looked at the website. It honestly looked really good. There was like, it told you like on the page that like, they had this many buyers and this many sellers and like people were like on right now wanting to buy panties. I was like, oh, okay. And I decided to make a profile right then and there, but I could not click the like finish profile button because it was a subscription type website. They wanted you to pay a monthly fee of like $20 a month to be on this website to get access to like message buyers and like, and you can read their messages and interact with them. Like, I was just filling out the basic profile where you can tell them a little bit about you and they can see, like, one or two pictures of you and that's it. So, baby Kelly over here got fucking chickened out and did not want to, like, pay $20 a month, which she probably didn't have $20 at that moment. And for me, it didn't feel like something I was comfortable, like, completely comfortable doing. So, I just, like, kind of gave up on that idea. Okay, fast forward like maybe 6 years and Adam and I are together and we have just started swinging. And I kind of like during this period, we were just telling each other like everything we've ever wanted to do sexually or maybe had even thought of. Like, and panty dealing was one of those things. I told him like I had like how I tried to do it in college and it didn't pan out. And he was like, well, why don't you give it a shot now? And I was like, okay. I mean, this seems interesting. Like, you're okay with it. I'm definitely, my interest is piqued. So maybe I should give it another shot. So I go back to that website. I still research like a couple other sites, but like Panty Deal seems like the most popular and like the ones people go to. Like when you search for panty dealing and stuff, that's the one that like comes up first. So I made another profile. And I paid my, it was not $20, it was $19 a month to subscribe every month. And I was like, well, if it doesn't work, I'll just won't like resubscribe. So $19 out of my pocket, no big deal. So I made my profile and it was a fucking trip, guys. Like I had no idea what I was fucking doing. I was kind of stalking other people's profiles to see like how they were kind of doing it. I looked up some articles on how to like market yourself. Also, I had Adam, so marketing person. I asked him a little bit. So I kind of tried like one of the first things that you kind of want to decide if you want to do this is like, do you want to show your face or not? And I actually kind of mulled this over for a couple of days. Like I am a nurse. I did not want to lose my license over this, and I had a pretty difficult time with this at first. Like, should I be doing this? Like, what if I get fucking fired at work? All these types of things. And at some point, I was just like, no, this is I thought to myself, this is a completely different field than what I do during the day. I am a great fucking nurse, okay? And this is completely separate. from that, completely different. I have never gotten in trouble at work, and this is a completely different part of my life that they shouldn't know nothing about. On the other hand, I am putting it out there, so maybe they do have the right to fire me. This is out in the webs. Anyways, I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna show my fucking face. So I curated my profile to describe me. I basically told them all about me, like, I'm this 5 foot tall Latina with long ass hair that touches her ass. I have like 38C boobs. My butt is decent. I was not blessed with the Latina ass. That's fucking huge. But like, I gave a description of everything. I described my bush, which I do have a bush. I'm not one of those people that like shaves it all off. I tried to describe the scent of my discharge. I'm sorry if this is TMI for you guys, but this is how it goes. Like, you have to describe everything about you. Like the thickness, the color, the scent, different activities actually change the scent of your discharge. Like when I work out, like it's a lot more, like it almost tastes like a lime. Like it's kind of sour. Very much thinner. Like, you had to describe everything. And then at the bottom, you can add your payment, like your payment venues, like where you, like the website just offers you the platform to get in contact with these people. It does not offer like a place of payment. So you can't like kind of pay through this website. It doesn't do that. So I talked to Adam about it. Like, he's the one that knows all this fucking shit. I'm kind of clueless. And he suggested I do Google Pay, Cash App, and Venmo, and you can add your little handles on there. PayPal is not one I didn't want to use because they are not nice to sex workers, and people can actually submit their payment, wait like a couple weeks, and say that it was fucking fraud, and like they can take the money away back from the seller and like give it back to the customer. So that was not something I wanted to do. So I didn't offer that service. And towards the end, I actually, like, if people had a PayPal, and of course I didn't take PayPal, I told them that like, they could buy me like a Amazon gift card or maybe a Target gift card if they wanted to do that. So I did offer that. So at the bottom, I said I did my payment handles, and I had this huge list of what I offered. So it's kind of dependent on how far you wanted to go with this and how much you wanted to put out there. But my services that I offered at the time were, of course, panties. And you charge more for extras. Like, if you just wear them for 24 hours, it was a certain price. And my prices always included shipping. So I had a panty. Like, and people like different styles and different types of fabric. Like, it's a whole fucking deal, guys. Like, I just had some basic Victoria's. Like, I used to be a panty hoarder. Like, I used to go to Victoria's Secret and buy, like, tons of panties when they had their sales. And I would just keep them at the back of my panty drawer. And as soon as, like, one of them started looking ratty, I'd throw it away and just grab from a new pair. So I found out that guys like this specific type of niche guys that like panties, they had, like, styles that they were into, like thong, bikini. They had fabrics that they fucking liked that didn't, like, irritate their dick when they, like, wanked one out into the panty. Found out that cotton is not very good. People like the soft silky kind, like satin, nylon didn't irritate the dick, things like that. I learned a shit ton about all this stuff. So I put in, like, I offered panties. I priced accordingly. Like, for example, for a thong that I wore for 24 hours without taking it off was like $30 or maybe 25. The longer you wore it, the more you could charge. And if they wanted like skid marks in it, $10 extra. If they wanted me to come in those panties, $10 extra. If they wanted a fucking cream pie panty, which is where, you know, guy wanks it into you and it dribbles out, you got the panty to catch it, it was like $10 extra. Like, things like that. And with my panties, I also included like 5 free pics of me wearing them. So in the beginning, I was new. So my prices were like a little bit lower than most. Like, the $15 to $25 range is what I offered. And I had a few sellers that reached out to me, and like they do offer where buyers can review you after they purchased from you. Like, and the goal is always like 5 stars, 100%. And when you're new, it's very hard to kind of get your rating up because you start at zero with no reviews, and like people are kind of hesitant to purchase from you. So you kind of get poached by guys on the site saying like, hey, if you send me like a couple free nudes, I will write you a good review, 5 stars. And I'm like, that seems like they're kind of fucking taking advantage of you, and they fucking knew it. So I tried to avoid that. And Adam, bless his heart, he actually like made a little profile, like a buyer profile, and he wrote me a little review. Couple goals. That is fucking couple goals. And I was just so my heart was just like, I love you, babe. You're so sweet. So he did that. And like, I'm one of those people that likes to kind of chat with my customers for a little bit to kind of get a feeling of them, kind of get their vibe, see what they like, see what they don't like. Like, this is like a regular, normal conversation. I do not like when people are trying to get like free shit out of it, or like start immediately talking dirty and sexual. No, sir. No. Take a chill pill. So leads me to this other thing. I also offered, what's it called? Like sexting, but like sexual conversation for a certain price. Like I offered all these things. I offered custom pictures, custom videos, phone calls, Skype chat, FaceTimes, Snapchat FaceTime. I didn't have a private Snapchat at this point. Honestly, it seemed like too much work. So I didn't offer that. Like basically anything under the sun, anyone pitched me an idea of what they wanted, I was like, yeah, sure, I'm down for that. There is this thing where you can like have pussy pops, cupcakes, muffins filled with anything you can think of. They're about to my shit cupcakes. Cum cupcakes. Anything. Honestly, any type of fetish that was approached to me, I fucking did it. Okay, if you guys have questions about any of this, please feel free to comment on my Instagram, on our Twitter. We will answer any of all questions, but I'm just trying to give you guys a basic overview of what I offered, which was basically anything under the sun. I did not do meetups, though. There was people that actually wanted to pay you to meet them in person to fuck them. No, I was not into that. So that was never approached to me, and that's not something I felt comfortable with doing. So you create your profile, you offer all your things, and you kind of like sit and wait and see if anyone messaged you. It's kind of like the website was kind of like laid out like Facebook, where you have like a public feed, your own profile, and people can just like click on you, and you can also like advertise what you have in your store. So this is where you would take pictures of panties that you had available for purchase, and you would just throw them up in your store, what you offered with them, if shipping was included, how much they were, all this stuff. And you kind of just kind of wait on people to approach you for a product that they wanted. So for the first couple months, business was slow, which is understandable because I was new and I had zero ratings. And slowly I started to build up my clientele of buyers. And I started having like repeat customers, repeat buyers. They were being loyal to me. Like during the highest point of when I was doing this, I was making about, and I guesstimate right now, about like maybe the max I've made in a month was between $300 to $400. And this was me wearing panties and making custom pics, doing some custom videos, all this stuff. Like that's how I added up to the $300 to $400 a month. And this was like being consistent for maybe a month or two, and like things would happen. Customers didn't want to come back. Like it's hit or miss. And I only did this part-time, guys. So I was not consistently on there checking my messages. Like I would try to check them daily, but like I wasn't like all these other girls on there where this was one of their primary means of income. And they were on there all the fucking time, like throwing up pictures of their ass with them in these panties, modeling, doing some little teaser videos. Like I did not have the time for all this. This was just something I was doing for fun and because I wanted to fulfill a fantasy of mine. And I was making a little extra income. So I was just doing this because I wanted to and it was fun for me. And like all these other women were like real sex workers trying to make a living out of this. And I respected their hustle. Like I was all for them. And yeah, so I was actually pretty glad that I got to explore another part of my sexual fantasies that I've been wanting to do. Like, it made me feel desired that these other men were attracted to my scent, loved my body type. Like, it helped reinforce a positivity about my body type because I am super, extremely self-conscious about my body. Like, right now, I'm a pretty little chubby girl. I'm only like 5 feet. I have a little belly. I call them bat wings. Like if I stick my arms out and like move them, you can see me try to fly. I have a little round face. Like I'm trying to work on being more body positive. I'm trying to work out my body, make it feel great, make it feel energized. Yoga has helped. Fucking love yoga. I used to do weightlifting in college, and I honestly lost like 50 pounds just by lifting weights. And I'm trying to slowly get back into that. And in general, just kind of be more I love my body type person. This panty dealing kind of helped it like a lot. Like I loved to know that other guys desired me at this size. I enjoyed it. I loved hearing from them, saying that they fucking love everything about me. Adam and I started to notice that it was kind of taking over a little bit of like all this panty dealing was kind of blending into our like our time. So we came up with a couple rules to make sure that it didn't completely take over every aspect of our relationship. So we decided that I wasn't going to do any panty dealing in front of him, aka talk to customers, try to entice them to buy my shit. I wasn't going to do any of that while he was around. So that kind of limited me to kind of doing it at work, which I cannot access this website from work. So I would just like maybe go to work a little bit early, answer any customer inquiries, do my transactions then, and all this stuff. And one of our other rules was that Adam wouldn't mail things for me. Like he wouldn't be like my assistant, like, hey, I need you to drop this off at the post office, things like that. He wouldn't do none of that. We also put in rules that like he wouldn't be a part of any custom videos. Like he was like willing to do some of this shit at the beginning. Like this guy would message me for like a video like, hey, I want to see you and your fiance fucking. I want you to do all these things in this certain order and like end with him coming on your face. And like at first he was like all into it. But like it's different having sex with your partner that you fucking love for, how do I explain this? For the camera, because he wants to be all loving and romantic, and so do you. But when you have this list of things you have to do in a certain amount of time, and like it has to be kind of professional, and he didn't fucking like that, which I understand completely because he felt like he was being used, and I totally get that. So for a while, after that, I didn't offer custom videos with him in it. And a lot of my customers were understanding of that. And I was very open on there that I had a fiance and things like that. And that he was okay with me being on there because I would get asked this question a lot. Like, hey, are you single? Can I get a video of you and your fiance fucking? And be like, no, I'm sorry. That's just not something that I offer. We want to keep that separate. And they were okay with that. So didn't offer that anyway. And we had to create boundaries and rules just for him. And one of the other things that I like about this panty dealing is that I told my best friend and I kind of got her into it. And she started doing it for a while. And she also had these same issues that I had, that her husband at first wanted to be a part of it. And then he felt like, what's the word? He also felt like Adam, like he felt like he was being used. And she also had to stop it because of her husband. Like he started being uncomfortable with some of these things. Like you get to the point where you talk to your customers, like your loyal customers, almost every day. And like, you just want to check up on them sometimes because you start to develop like this kind of a more intimate relationship than just a purchaser and a seller. And you kind of want to see how they're doing, making sure they're okay. They start telling you little things about their life. And her husband was not okay with that. So she had to quit it. And I honestly was super glad that me and Adam kind of laid these rules and boundaries, because that helped like create a type of avoid situations in the future almost. So it helped avoid any conflict, and I enjoyed it. So, like I said, up until about January, I was doing this consistently, but still like as a side hustle. So I wouldn't like be on it every day. I'd at least check my messages every day. And like business started slowing down like during the holidays, and like things get busy. People are spending money elsewhere. And I was like, you had to stay awake. Like, so I found like the perfect time where buyers were on and you would have to talk to them and you'd have to be on at the same time. Like I found the perfect time where I can get like a lot of buyers to buy things from me. And this time was after midnight and before 6 a.m. So I would usually kind of stay awake, since I already worked night shift. I would stay awake for those hours, and that started cutting into, like, even on my days off, that would start cutting into time with me and Adam. Because, like, when I get off of night shift, I try to immediately switch to a day shift schedule so I could be awake when Adam was awake. And because I found out of this time where buyers were usually more receptive to me talking to them and they'd buy stuff from me, I would usually stay awake between 12 and 5 a.m. on days where I didn't have to work. And that started cutting into my sleep time with Adam, and I was too tired. I would sleep all day. We didn't get to spend any time together. So I started kind of, you know, backing off on all that stuff. And in January.
Okay, guys, let me talk to you about the event
that led me to kind of back off on panty dealing and like kind of like cancel my subscription and everything. So during Black Friday of 2019, I decided to run a sale. Like, this was like a cheap ass awesome sale for me. Okay, the most that I've seen panties go for are maybe like $20 to $25, and I decided to run this 3-day Black Friday sale where panties were only $10. It included 24-hour wear and 5 pictures with free shipping. Okay, this was a bomb ass fucking deal, and I limited how many panties I would sell. I would I wasn't a huge seller, so I only like gave myself like a 5 panty limit. After those 5 panties were gone, they were fucking gone. So I started advertising for this sale, and I had like an immediate positive response. Like, people were interested in this fucking sale. So I immediately maybe sold out of like 3 panties in like 24 hours, which is unheard of for me, okay? Usually it takes me like a couple days to sell one, because I like to talk to people, get them to like know them a little bit and all this stuff. But 3 panties instantly sold out. And I was advertising this promotion on the feed, like the public feed and everything. So I had this girl message me on Panty Deal, and basically, like, I'm gonna paraphrase it. She basically was saying that, like, you shouldn't be doing this. You're worth more than $10. I was like, what? She's like, I have buyers trying to message me and get me to lower my prices to your prices. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I was nice about it and everything, but I was like, listen, this is my deal. I'm only running it for like maybe 5 panties, and I've already sold 3, so it's almost fucking over. So I don't know why you're overreacting. If you want to charge more for your panties, then you fucking charge more for your panties. This is just a deal I'm running on my page, okay? You don't have to like message me and like call me out for like making you look bad. Okay. And that shit pissed me the fuck off. Like, I had Adam write the email, like the response back, because I was just gonna cuss this bitch out. I did not like how she was talking to me. She was like condescending and rude as fuck. And like, if I run a deal on my shit, that's to be like something between me and my buyers. Okay. I know that they might have like tried to convince you to lower your prices, and you just have to stay firm with what you're doing, okay? Let me do my thing and you do yours. And after that, I just started kind of seeing these girls on there in a whole different set of light. Like, I know like this is something that they do full time, and they're just trying to make money to pay their bills and live. And I'm like, that's fine. I totally get that. Everyone wants to make money in a different way. Everyone can't be nurses and doctors and like have normal 9-to-5 jobs in an office. Like, I get that. This is something that you enjoy and that you do and you want to make a living out of it. That's totally fine. Like, and I still love sex work, okay? Sex work is fucking real work. So after that, I just kind of like viewed panty dealing in a whole new different light. I viewed those girls on there in a different light. So I just didn't want to get caught up with all that drama. And I know she was like shit talking me to other panty workers because I had like a couple others approach me on there as well. And I was just like, maybe it's time to quit the panty dealing. And in January of 2020, I just canceled my subscription. And during the time I had on there, I really fucking enjoyed it. Like, I had a good time. It made me feel great about my body. I had a lot of loyal customers. And, like, my loyal diehard customers actually followed me, okay? Like, I still continue to talk to them. Like, outside of the website, I talked to them on Kick. I never gave anyone my number, okay? Never fucking do that. So yeah, I still have my loyal customers with me. They still purchase from me. I just did my time on there. I had fun. I enjoyed what I did. Now I'm on to something else in my life. Like, I still do sex work on the side because sex work is real work, guys. I enjoy it. And yeah, that was just my ordeal with panty dealing. I know you guys may have not liked the episode of me talking and ranting about all this stuff, but like, it's just something I wanted to talk about for a long time, and I've had some inquiries about it, and I hope you guys have enjoyed my little ordeal about this. If you guys want to know a little bit more about it and how I was kind of successful-ish on this endeavor of panty dealing, just let me know, and I maybe might do a part two on how to curate your profile and how to market yourself on there and all that stuff. Just let me know if you are interested in this. But I enjoyed this solo chat with you guys. If you have any questions, let me know. My next chat will be a little bit different. I'm going to talk about sugar daddy shit. So stay tuned for that. I know Adam might do another solo. Like, we're going to try to mix these solo chats in with our regular episodes. So I think this might come out this week on a Friday, but we shall see. Follow us on our Instagram at TNRPodcast, which is the one I run. Twitter, Facebook at TNR Podcast. We have a website, thenakedrelationship.com. And I hope to see you guys soon and hear from you. I love all your responses. All right, guys. I love you. Bye.